Speaking is Francis M. Nauman, and I'm interviewing Robert Pincus Whitten at his apartment in New York City on March 23rd, 2016, for the Archives of American Art. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you, Francis.
Okay. Anyway, when did your interest in the arts begin? Was it in childhood?
Absolutely. It was an infantile fascination. I remember even as a child, I would cut out the reproductions of the art page from the New York Times every week. I would save reproductions in art magazines. I came from a rather artistic family. I had an uncle who was a painter, Paul Hausdorff, not a remembered representational painter, but my mother was a musician. My grandfather was a great singer and a musician. So there was a good deal of art consciousness, despite the fact there was a great discrepancy between the art consciousness of the family. My mother was a wonderful pianist. I played the piano, that kind of thing. But there was the economic differentials between the artistic aspirations of the family and the actual poverty of the family melded poorly.
So, but there must have been some point where you decided to draw or to become an artist as opposed to being a
As a child. When I was 12, I realized that was, you know, at camp I would illustrate mimeograph machines on the stencil, little camp newspapers. And then I went to music and art, which of course was the tremendous revelation, completely transformative. I'm one of the few people I know, many people who realize that the great intellectual experience of their life was high school, at least, and particularly the High School of Music and Art, but my Leon Heck, my companion, went to industrial art, had the same experience. Yeah. Suddenly I went to French class and there were kids who could translate the first sentence of a French primer. I thought that was astounding. But nonetheless, the whole experience of having literature experience, music and art was made college and graduate school virtually beside the point. It was so enormous. And I was always illustrating publications in the high school, and then eventually I went to Cooper.
Yeah. But to back up just a little bit, you went just to high school to music and art, when you were 14 years old.
Yes.
And before that, though, were you drawing actively? I mean, did you think you had a natural gift as a draftsman?
Well, not as an angler, but as a person who was very gratified by painting at home and doing arts and crafts, and I pretended to be an arts and crafts counselor and that kind of thing. But the idea that one could actually... it was such a tremendous gratification as well, I thought, okay, I'll go to after I finished high school, which was fabulous. I applied to Cooper. Yeah. I had cousins and that kind of thing who had gone there, and they loved it. And I thought, well, I'll do it too. And I would apply to, and I got into Cooper Union. And then I was a sort of a flashy young abstract expressionist painter, and I began to exhibit actually.
While still in high school, did you have any special teachers who helped promote you or push you in the arts? Or?
I wish I could remember the painting teachers. I really can't. But I do remember one ceramics teacher. Her name was Yoli Zeno. I once actually went to visit her. She lived upstate New York. She was extremely inspiring. An odd name, Yoli Zeno, Z-A-I-N-O. And I learned French. I conquered French sufficiently to actually be able to use it as a second working language that I learned in high school. And I'm very grateful for that detail because it transformed my life. And I can't remember the names of the professors, I'm sure, or the teachers at school. If I'd sat with...
Yeah, the yearbooks, I could figure out
who particularly was helpful.
Because someone must have written letters of recommendation and helped you get into Cooper Union, because, by the way, it was hard to get into then, too.
I have no particular... I do remember the interview, and I brought things down for them to see, and I chatted with them, and I could form sentences.